Recording started. Hi guys, welcome to the TrendsFund March SMO call. This SMO call is actually fortnight, and here we are to talk about the agenda for today. The agenda is actually pretty simple. We are mainly looking into the risk management, which we actually have identified last week. As part of it, what we are trying to do is that we are trying to make sure that we'll be able to mitigate the risks. We have a contingency plan as well as a mitigation plan, which we have identified as part of the previous discussion. And that's what we are trying to do as part of the current release, I mean, as part of today's discussion. So to start with, what we have here is the risk which we have identified as part of our last week, last meeting. And today we are mainly looking at this. Thanks to BMO, we have got one lab, one server from the Taiwan lab, on which we saw that the OCloud is installed. Now we are trying to find how we can integrate that with FOCOM and NFO. I urged BMO to check for another server. So BMO, you're there, right? BMO? Hi, BMO.
Yes, sure.
Yeah,
Hi.
hi. BMO, thanks a lot for the server which you have provided. I saw that that's OCloud is actually perfect in that. But if you can actually help us with one more server where we can actually have FOCOM or NFO, it'll be great for us to do the testing as part of the integration. Right. Last time you said you'll check on this FOCOM and NFO, right? If you can help on that,
Yes.
it'd be great. Okay. Thank you. And Bimo, I've also seen another mail from you where you were asking for the, you didn't find any co code for the O2, right? For you said in the mail to
Yeah,
me.
there was no deployment of like O2 related
Yes. Yes.
paths inside.
So what we have in the current code is only for O2. Only thing we have is the attacker part. Okay. And this FOCOM NFO, once we complete it, this is the part which will be there as part of our grid link. So whatever testing we have people have done so far with respect to this has been done using simulations for SMO. Okay. So there is no code as such which goes from O2 into the deployment.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah. So I wanted to check in the mail still because I was too busy with other things. So I thought, okay, anyways, you'll be in this meeting. So I wanted to talk to you personally. That is the reason why you don't see it. But how we have done a lot of PlecFest knowledge. If PlecFest, we have used some proprietary code. Also, we have used some simulation code. Okay, that is the reason why PlecFest was successful in the demonstration. So here, what we are trying to do is this is the first time we are trying to actually have the. In fact, this was a big surprise when I joined ORAN, right? Back last year when I joined ORAN, it was even a big surprise for me to understand why we don't have O2. And since I became PTR, I've been working diligently to get this FOCOM and NFO components, both for the K8s profile as well as for HC profile. And thanks to the team of HC who is helping us for the tacker part, they are right now going, they are much ahead of for the implementation with using tacker. Once we complete this part of it, you will also have components of FOCOM and NFO. Bimo, hope it answers the question.
Sure, okay, got it. Thank you.
So here I'm seeing Bimo that
I guess for to answer this one, I can just address
Please.
the question. So currently we have another server, but because last time you say at least those servers should be able to support until the end of release J at least, right? But yeah, but I'm not sure if that server could like we can dedicate that server for testing the FOCOM or NFO. But at least from what I can say, this 1 month or two, you can if it's possible to use it, then it's available to use.
That's great. That's great. Because we have a, I'll be coming to the other plan of it with OA Lab. I'll be talking about it. I think Sagar has joined or not. I'm not sure. Sagar is, I don't see Sagar. I have talked to him offline and I'll update you about that too. Okay. Can get the lab for a month or two, right? So Bimo, you can help me for that meanwhile, as we try to see other labs which are possibility, which are the other possibilities over there. Okay. At least this will
Sure,
help
no problem.
you. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
I think you just it, I think just to speed up, maybe if you if we really want to use the server, maybe someone can like give me like the requirements maybe
Sure. So it's the
to
same. I
like the
mean,
underlying infrastructure that.
the server details are same as this. We will not change anything. It is exactly the same as what we use for IMS. So we just need the same server. That'll do.
But yes, but I mean, what will be the underlying like on OS that requires to for
Linux.
this one?
Same as I'm saying, you just give me the same thing as good as this one, as good as the IMS server or the one which you I'm sure I on INF, right? That's not complicated. All I need is a Kubernetes layer on top of it. So if you give me that, I'll be able to proceed with the remaining part. So what I
Kubernetes layer,
do,
okay.
yeah, Kubernetes layer on top of it with the same configuration as we have for the ONS INF. Why I'm asking for that is, see, SMO as such is lighter than the ONS INF because it's a complete cluster. But because I will be running it like I've shown you before, right? We have the management cluster as well as workload cluster. So if you give me one more server, I can make that as management cluster. And this corresponding server can become the workload cluster because here you said we don't have anything to do. I can even do some restarts on this, right? So
Yes.
it'll be easy for me to work on this that way. I can make at least a one-to-one corresponding, I can say the subcloud versus the central cloud. That's what I can do. Okay, edge versus central cloud is what I can do. So if you can give
Okay.
me the same configuration, it'll be great. That will help us to do the end-to-end testing. Be
All
able
right.
to
Okay.
answer your part, right?
Okay, got it.
So right now I'm trying to find all the mitigation contingency plans. Let's see how much of it work. So OI, as we speak, I understood that lab. I mean, the servers are obtained, okay, and installation will start from next week. So they got two servers, in fact. But the caveat here is that they are Intel 5th generation based. So we have been using 4th generation, right? So this is Intel 5th generation based. They got it for much cheaper rate than what it was for. So we decided we'll better go for the latest version. So Intel 5th generation is what they got. They are right now going to start installation, and we're going to help them with the installation of this. So that is the current status of the OI. If this is ready by then, Bimo, then we will be releasing the other things, okay?
Sure.
So, I mean, I'm confident right now that if we are able to get this, and meanwhile, we'll be able to test on this, it'll be great. Okay. James, is James there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, hi, James. James, any update on this one? Though rest is there.
No,
No.
no.
Order servers, I have to check with Sagar. Okay, I'll check with him. Anyone from Capgemini is here? Vishal or anyone is there here? Vishal Vamsi.
Yeah, I'm there.
Happy Vamsi.
I see, sir. Yeah,
Vamsi, any update on the Capgemini installation?
hi. Installation part, I don't have any update. I will get back to you on that. I think
Sure.
I
NFO
check
part, I'll take
with
an update. Okay, you can tell me about NFO.
yeah, NFO, I contacted with the Sagar. I got the Helm charts for RAN, but I need the Helm repo. Those Helm charts available as a Helm repo. In fact, asked him to availability of as a repository. He told he would create one. I think as soon as I receive them, right, I will integrate with the NFO.
I'll see the coding of the NFO K8's profile is completed
Correct.
and testing is in progress. Right.
Right.
I'll put these details as the details of this. Okay. Thank you. And lab, can you check with your teammate and get back to us on the Capgemini?
Yeah, sure. I will get back.
I know that installation is not completed last time, as I know.
Yeah, I'm off to work last week. I mean, yesterday. So I didn't have any updates from yesterday. I will get back on
Sure.
that.
I know this was the update which I got last time. So I upgrade. If any update further to that, I'll be able to take it up. Toshi, did
Sure.
you get a chance to check with the OT clan? Toshi?
Okay. I have started to confirm, but currently I don't know whether we can use some servers from OTIC, and maybe we should negotiate the contact of the OTIC. So yeah, so today there is no update. So Kuno-san, if possible, do you have any information or what we can do for negotiation with OTIC side?
You're asking whom, sorry?
Yeah, to Kuno-san. Maybe Kuno-san is
Kuno-san is
doing
here. Hey, hi, Kuno-san.
it.
Yes, I would like to know how to use this level. Then I can coordinate with OTIC contact person.
Okay, sure. So basically, Kuno-san, what we are looking into is a server details. I mean, we are mainly developing this SMO for COM and NFO, right? So we are
Right,
looking
right.
for some place where we can actually have all three. I'm saying for COM, NFO KATS profile, as well as NFO HC profile to be tested end to end. Okay, we got the OI, as I said here in NFO, we got the OI Helm charts for us to do the testing and all. This is getting ready as we speak, and we are almost there. I think by a couple of days, we'll be able to have the complete Helm charts along with the repo. Once we have this, then it will be much easy for us to do the testing end to end.
So it is okay just to prepare the environment, or do you need, for example, Git or something, developmental tool?
We don't need that level thing, but of course, we require access to the internet so that we can actually get it, the code and all from the thing. We'll not be using development, we'll only use it for testing. We don't need it for development, we only use it for testing. Okay. So
Okay.
we are looking for some lab where we can have all these components installed and be able to do the testing end to end. That is my main aim here, Kuno-san.
Okay, thank you. Okay, then I will try to coordinate with
That'll be
contact
great help.
person.
That'll be really help, great help. So ideally what we need is at least three servers, because what we are looking at is when I said all the three components, we need a controller 0, controller 1, that's actually the HA resiliency for the system controller, and one server which is actually required as edge. At least three is what would be great. If you can get three, it will be the most realistic. Anything above three is much better, but at least three, if you can get, that will be the most realistic. Right now, we are trying to do with two, but two is actually a temporary solution. It's not going to have the permanent thing because you're talking to OTIC, and OTIC has a bigger lab. I would urge you if you can get the three server configuration, Kunasan. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
And Toshi, you know the configuration, so you can also help Kuno-san in the thing. Anything required from my side, you can let me know. I'll be more than happy to help you out. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Cosmos Lab, Martin, you're there? I don't see Martin. Okay, no problem. Okay, as I said, contingency plan is this one. Mitigation plan is what we are talking about. OA lab is in progress. If we can get that, then I think it'll be best. In meanwhile, powder lab is also being checked. Sagar is not here, so I'll check with him offline on what we can do for this to powder lab. Once we have this, it'll be great. The other important update is regarding FOCOM NFO. Okay, as I said, these are the two things which are going again. NFO, I would say KATS profile. So what we are doing right now for the NFO KATS profile is that we are actually integrating the Helm client into the subject into the system first as a starting step. Next step that would be the integration to DMS. So that will be a step forward. Right. Vamshi, I'm just making it explicit so it's easy for us.
Correct, yeah, you're right.
The future step is to have the DMS profile, KATS profile, the DMS KATS profile APIs to be implemented. Or I can say mapped. Okay, this will be the future step. So we are doing it in iterations. The first iteration, as I said, is will be this part. The second iteration is where we will test it, and third iteration is what we will try to do this. This is about the NFO KATs. Toshi-san, I want help from you to understand the Tacker part also. Though I know it, I want to explicitly tack it here. What is happening on Tacker side? Toshi?
Hello. Sorry. Question is, you want to know the
The progress for this J release on Tacker release.
sorry, I can get because you write NFO tacker, so
Oh, sorry. I'm saying tacker as such, the NFO tacker, I mean the Etsy profile.
it's but
Okay.
sir, I don't know.
Basically, what I'm saying here is the DMS profile. I'm saying NFO DMS profile Etsy. I'm saying the integration between these.
I know, but I don't know NFO. So Tucker, for Tucker's NFO is just a Tucker's client, and
No, I mean, see, what I mean to say is this one, actually. Let me see this one.
okay. So you just want to know the DMS profile side pro progress of the work.
Yes,
Okay.
progress of what we have.
So So to be honest, there is very few progress, but so currently we try to create some total sequence of the FMPM in the case of the Etsy profile based on you remember Bean's sequence material being created by Bean and David. You remember? Total sequence. So I will update such document for also FMPM use case.
Yeah, I said the same here.
And current status is, sorry, but just started. So very few progress. But anyway, our next work is a complete total sequence. And if required, we will develop something for the FMPM.
So anything, any blocker that you see in this one? In this thing, any blocker or something?
Currently nothing.
Okay. By the way, we have done this. The first level of it was to have the demonstration as part of the December Plek Fest, November December Plek Fest, right? That was done as part of Plek Fest, the PM data, FM. In fact, not PM. We have done the FM. We have done the FM. For PM data, which use case are we doing right now?
Sorry, such discussion is on, still ongoing, so currently no concrete idea now.
So if you need any discussion on that, if you need any help on that, let me know. I'll be more than happy to help you out.
That is very helpful.
Sure. So FM beta, we have done it, right? Using simulators is what we did last year. So that was I mean, thanks to Kono-san for presenting it in the ORAN community. And now we will try to see what we did, okay? Okay. The other important thing is FOCOM. For FOCOM, what we have done is the we're kind of adapting it to the NFO operator way. By this, what we mean is that we are bridging the gaps. This is what is going on. One more thing, Vamshi, I could not attend that other call because I had a conflicting meeting. So, any update coming from Nifio side? Vamshi?
Yeah,
Update from here, Nifio Sec 2 automation?
No, here we haven't started this work, so we haven't presented anything yet here.
Okay, so when are we going to present it?
I think we have not very clear idea. So let me first finish this work, the Helm part. I
Okay.
think we need to delve into an understanding of how we can integrate this with Nifio. Based on that, I think we will present this.
Okay, you can help me with the slot. I can help you with the demonstration if you need. Okay, so that's easy for us to present it there because I'm sure I can talk about the idea of how it can be done.
Okay. Sure. Okay.
Because you know that the clarity of this is already there, right? We have discussed this in the past meetings also, so we have to present it in the future meeting where we demonstrate will be too high. Maybe I can say we need to present here.
Yeah. Can you also copy this page link in the chat window here?
Sure.
Sure. Yeah,
Sure.
thanks.
Okay, so this is about the J release mainly in broad. The other thing which we got to know is that Ericsson has actually shown interest to come with a inventory. I mean, that's actually good news for us because we have been waiting for it. So it's still in a very early stage, and John has actually reached me out to give some idea about it. So we will actually have further discussions on it. And based on discussions, what we are going to do is that we will be coming up with a plan on how we can do it, on what basis we can do it, when we can do it. So once we have the clarity for that, it will be easy for us to take it on. So that is a futuristic item, but I want to just tell you that because in our functionality also, the current problem is that we have heavy dependency on the IMS inventory for anything which we are doing here that we have discussed even before. So that needs to be confined, that needs to be controlled. And even for the communication between the NFO and the FOCOM, we require to have a inventory within the FOCOM arena, especially in the arena of SMO. So that will be critical. The other thing also is that we need to talk about the SMO integration. That's a futuristic item. So I'll put two things here with respect to what we need to do as part of futuristic item. One, of course, is inventory. As I said, inventory is currently using the logic of going with IMS. So what we are talking about, this is the inventory which IMS updates. So this idea here, I hope you agree to me. Anyone has any other thing on this? Any other understanding of this? Hello. Basically, what I'm talking about here is that, as I said, the current inventory which we are using is the IMS inventory. So even DMS is actually going to inventory. I mean, especially DMS is also going to the IMS inventory for any sort of operation to get the DMS ID and all, which is not right. I mean, it's against the rule of what we have as per the ORAN. Ideally, IMS should be interactive only with FOCOM, and then the NFO should be interactive from the NFO should only interact with DMS. That's an idealistic interaction point. Though it's not violating any such rule, but it's good to have inventory which is of SMO itself. And that way it will be clean. The solution will be clean and it will be much more faster. Otherwise, we'll have too many calls going from NFO to the inventory, also FOCOM calling the inventory, and we'll have multiple multiple clusters, right? So updates and reads will be happening at the same time. We want to avoid it. Shankar, you're there, right? Shankar? Shankar, you're there?
No, I think Shankar is
sorry, sometimes
not here.
He dropped. Okay, no problem. Because Shankar actually has an idea. And yeah, Alex, this is where I want to come to you. Alex and we have... Alex, are you doing anything with inventory? Alex?
What do you mean?
No, on the so, OEM side, I mean, are you also interacting with the OEM inventory actually?
So what we had an implementation in the past.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's up there for like a simulator exposing an inventory. So it was a Netcom server exposing an inventory, which we were creating, yeah, for simulation purposes. And it was based on TAPI topology at first, so the TAPI model.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now it was changed to ITF networks. So, but it was just links and yeah, nodes and links.
So who used to update this? I mean, when you say simulator, was it realistic data or was it just for the sake of we getting some inventory information?
It was again just nodes and links, so it was realistic.
No, was it
the
realistic?
Topology
was
itself.
It was it really updated whenever we create a new node or new subcloud?
No, no, no. It was static. It was static. We were starting it at the beginning with a specific topology, and in the background also the O1 simulators were started for each type of network function.
So who and all were using this, Alex? Who and all were using this?
I think we just demoed it. I'm not sure if anybody picked it up to continue working on it. Yeah.
And where is it hosted right now? Which company is hosting it?
In the OAM, in the OAM repo.
Oh, in the OAM, maybe.
Yeah.
Because we had, at one point, we wanted to get the A&A cut short, right? I mean, we wanted to get A&A from ONAP. That was very long back. But then we felt A&A will become too heavy for us. So, is... So, I discussed this with David Kinsey too, and he was also with the opinion that A&A will become overkill for a scenario like us. So we are looking for a smaller version of it, as an inventory which is more lightweight, because we don't need such a big blast of graph database, right? Otherwise, it'll itself consume everything, and we will not be able to cater the other resources which are required. And especially RAN is talking about the edge spend, right? We want it to be very edge friendly, so it becomes much more problem for us to actually have it. Hope I've captured your comments correctly, right? The one which is in OEM symmetry is reference and realistic inventory. Right, okay.
Yes.
A&A was one of the candidates, but it's found too heavy in the land-based populations. So these are the options which I'm putting on, and we'll see how we can do with that next. The other thing which we have here is, of course, the one is about inventory. The other thing is, as I said, the SO, the service orchestration piece. This is an interesting piece because this is getting evolved as we speak. So far, we didn't have any specific consideration even from the ORAN community on having a SO as a separate component. Now that they're as we speak, this is being discussed in the work group one of the Oran spec of the Oran. You can see Oran work group one. Over our group one and will would be integrating with both Qualcomm as well as NFO. So what I mean by here is the placement, especially the placement and homing parts, right? That is a critical piece which will be coming out. And we are waiting for the NBIs or the SBIs of SO, okay? Then other thing which is important is the placement and homing. So homing and placement would be part of the additions and would be drilling down to the NFO for the actual delegation. Why I'm actually highlighting these two as a futuristic items, inventory and SO, is because these two is something which will be critical for us once we move on. So far, we are only, I think, scratching the tip of the bug with respect to O2. But once we have these two components, it will become much more fleshed and it will become a full-fledged implementation. So these two are futuristic proposals in SMO, SMO space, where we'll also have the orchestration, end-to-end orchestration, you can say here. And then inventory for us to be able to have the complete picture of what we are doing in across the board. I mean, both horizontally and vertically. These two have also been discussed in both work group one, as well as in the OSC, in the talk also. By the way, even in Nefio, we have got the interactions of these ones, but we need to check how we can do. We are looking for candidates at these two levels also with respect to how we'll be able to, so especially will they have to wait for the actual spec to come out, that is getting evolved as we speak. Once we have the spec out, that will be much more easy for us to work on with this one. Inventory being inventory, I mean, there's no rocket science there, but what we have to be sure is that we need a lighter weight, a system which can be scalable, and that is actually most probably portable also. So these two is what we are looking at from the perspective of futuristic items in the SMO space. Yeah. Very much. This is what we have. Anyone has any specific topic to discuss? Maybe we can take Bimo. I hope you have. I have also updated you on your query, right? Anything else that you want to know?
No, so far it's okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyone has any other questions on this? Anyone has any other topic to discuss?
For NFO, yeah. So for NFO, it will interact with the DMS, right? For the Helm chart deployment.
Yes, it's going to interact with DMS. That's what I'm saying. DMS is.
Okay, so we need DMI to be available for the NFO for the testing purpose.
No, that is what we said, right? DMS would be your Kubernetes itself. Okay, for the Kubernetes, we can just go with the Kubernetes API for now. And in future, we'll have the DMS APIs also. DMS APIs as such will be future step. It will not be immediate, Vishal. We can just go with the... Because for HC profile, we require tracker based thing. That is actually what is the adaptation between the HC profile and the NFO DMS, okay? Interaction. So DMS itself will be tracker in case of this one here. But for the KATS profile, what we have is Kubernetes already there. Kubernetes APIs are exposed out of the OCloud. So NFO will be orchestrator, which will be talking to that, right? Through Helm.
But then we have some sequences, right, where Qualcomm is getting the DMS ID and then
Yeah, that is actually going to come as part of NFO implementation, right? The DMS ID will be upgraded by Qualcomm. Okay, DMS ID is not an issue because that's for the cloud. See, let me explain here. I think I have it.
DMS ID, it's a specific cluster we can say, right?
Yes,
And
yes,
for
yes.
that so the NFO will get that DMS ID.
Yeah, basically, it's in short, I can tell you the DMS ID is the way you will be going to a specific cluster. That's it.
Yeah,
On the
correct.
cluster, you have Kubernetes already, right, Vishal?
Correct. And for
So
NFO, who will give the DMS ID?
currently we have to query from the IMS DB. That's what SSL, right?
DB,
Yeah. This was also said before. Like currently, especially DMS ID, you see this NFO currently fetches the DMS ID from IMS database. Okay. This is current solution, but in future we want it to be done as part of the SMO inventory. Okay. Make
For the
sense?
hobby purpose. Okay.
Yeah. This is
So,
stopgap solution. As a stopgap solution,
okay.
I implemented this. Because reason for this is because we don't have inventory yet in SMO, right? So we are having this interaction directly. And this was also shown as part of the end-to-end flow, right? You remember that flow, right? Where we compared this. So in that flow, we have also said this, that this is a stopgap solution, where what we are trying to do is we are trying to actually have this end-to-end, okay? The end-to-end mirror. And as part of it, we will go with this solution. And once we have the clarity of this, it will be easy for us to go to the next part.
Okay, so for NFO, there are two actions. I mean, one is a fetching of DMS ID, and for the specific DMS, invoking the deployment API. Oh,
Yeah, that
so
is to start with. And in future, what we have to also do is we have to also implement those DMS APIs. Okay, we have to also implement those DMS APIs, which we talked about, right? One more discussion.
the specific DMS service API
Yes,
layer.
yes, 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 yes. That's a future item. Here I'm talking about these three APIs which we talked about. See, are you talking about NFO, right? NFO will have, first and foremost, is fetching the DMS information to OCloud. This is what I was talking about, the query, the DMS ID here. You see this? SMO queries the OCloud for the DMS ID. Okay. And then 345 to be for the instantiation part. Instantiate the NF deployment, that is the Helm chart deployment, and then create deployments. Okay. This is what these three. And delete is extension. Delete is actually similar, where you get the DMS ID and then you delete the deployment on this. So these three. In fact, Vishal, sorry, not Vishal, Vamshi, we discussed about this, right? This 345 will be the extension for that, and six will be for the delete operation. Any questions on this, Vamshi?
No, I think I think Vishal has some clarification, so I
Okay.
thought it's better you
Yeah,
get
yeah.
it clarified from you.
So, Vishal, any questions? Now it's clear. Any questions?
Yeah, I think now it's clear.
Okay. So actually, this query, you see, I'm putting it both API 3, right? Both for Qualcomm NFO, which required. Because Qualcomm, if it has to verify, once it creates, right, this 3 is for both NFO and Qualcomm, both will be using it. Because once it creates, to validate whether it's created
Okay.
properly or not, you require this, isn't it? The DMS ID
Yes.
is still required. That is what it checks. Because I cannot go to the cloud and check. Instead of that, I'm just checking the DMS ID, IMS DB, where there's an entry for this. If there's entry, it means it's successfully created. Okay. NFO part, it will fetches it and then it will go to next step. Okay. So this 123 is coming from Qualcomm. 345 is coming from the NFO. Delete is a common thing. Delete, again, delete cluster is different from delete node. I mean, delete the app or delete the what can I say, the resource which is actually onboarded. So that is actually done separately for NFO. Here we're not showing delete cluster. Delete cluster is not in scope at all. So we didn't show it. Okay. Otherwise, this has been captured here. Also, we have captured those specific APIs which are there as part of this end-to-end creation deletion. If you see here, we have given the API details also for DMS as to what is there, deleting stitch. We have also given listed here. This we can take as part of the this we can take as part of the implementation of next stage. I'm saying right. Let's start with the KTS profile part. Once we complete that, then we will look into the other part where the specific APIs come implemented. Okay.
This is for step three here, right? If you have multiple DMS ID, I think that scenario you are not considering
No, you
now,
will
right?
get the specific DMS ID only, because here you see right now we are going to have only one. Anyways, we have decided we'll only have one. But even if you have separate, also you will be getting the specific thing only. Here you can see the request URL has a way to get the specific URL only. You see, this is the ID which is already there. So are you able to see my screen?
Yes, yeah.
Right. So this is the one which is the right API. I have also listed the API.
Okay.
You have a look at this. In short, I can tell you right now we are going to go only with one subplot. In fact, Tim himself said that in multiple times, right? In the previous meetings also. Currently, we are going to go with one single cloud to not to complicate it. But even if you go with multiple also, we can use the same ID. That should not be a problem. Okay. Visha?
Yes, Shishu, thanks.
Yeah. Any questions from you, Vamsi? Anything else from you, Vamsi, for this implementation?
No, I'm good. Yeah.
Okay. Was it coming from your side, Vamsi? Okay. Some clicking. Okay. Okay. Yeah, this is what I had to speak about, especially on terms of the end-to-end inventory and all. And meanwhile, what we are also trying to do is we are trying to do integration with Nefio. That will be a step next. As I said in the previous thing here. First we want to complete the OS implementation. Once we complete this, then the next step would be to go to this block where we will try to integrate this with the Nefio. That has been illustrated as part of here. Here it is. This one. So this is the place. I think this also is clear to you, right? Vamsi and Vishal, mm-hmm. This part is clear, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, this part, is it the same NFO?
Yes.
The service you're deploying. Yeah.
Yeah. What we discussed again in that separate, yeah. Right? Where we are talking about the operator. Correct. This operator is the one which we will take from the R2 implementation of whatever OI has done. We'll onboard it as part of the creation, cluster creation. And then NFO will be interacting with this RAN operator as part of the end-to-end integration. Okay. This is important. So, in short, whatever API we expose right now from the Nefio will be consumed by NFO for the specific operation. That's it. Right? There's no change in the blue box. All we are doing is we are having this end-to-end integration as part of this. Okay. So, this is the next step. First, we will complete this, and once we have the environment for this, we will be able to do the Nefio based integration. Okay. Vishal, you had to say something? Okay, no, I saw you unmuted, so I just wanted to confirm. Sure. Yeah, this is what we have, guys. And component architecture, again, for those of you who are new here, I mean, who missed this point, we were saying the same. Ideally, Kuno-san, I was asking for three servers for this reason, you know. One where we can actually have the O2 IMS or the central cloud, one where we can have the DMS, and then one where we can have the SMO piece. Forget about this Porsche and other things. These all things are not required for them right now. But at least for these two, if you have it, then we can also test the tracker here, and also we can test the KDS here. So this is what I was requesting for. If we can actually get this sort of server, it will be much better. That's a request, Kuno-san. Okay. Toshi, perhaps you can update Kuno-san on these details. I don't see
Kuno-san. Okay.
Yeah.
You can okay, update. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. That's all from me. Anyone has any specific things we can take? Otherwise, we can wait back. Any questions, guys? Yeah, we mostly need to drop. Okay. Any further questions, guys? Yeah, if not, thanks a lot. I'll leave you 30 minutes before and we can meet next week. Thanks a lot, guys. Bye bye.
So that was the next presentation.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.